Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Are you ready for this one, DZ?
Yeah, I gotta be honest, I don't think so.
Oh my gosh, this is wild. Listen to this. She wants to know if she's the jerk for refusing to change her daughter's name. Wait till you hear why she's being asked to change her new child's name.
I'm waiting and listening, yeah.
She says, I gave birth to my daughter, Alora, 4 months ago. My husband and I both loved her name, and that's how it was chosen. We announced the day she was born, and nobody said anything negative or gave a reason for us not to use it then.
Okay.
I say this because 3 days ago, my sister-in-law, who's married to my brother, sat me down and asked me to change the name because it's the name of her stillborn daughter she had with her ex-husband 7 years ago. She told me she tried to keep it quiet, but she couldn't let me keep calling my daughter Alora because it's such a painful reminder for her. She told me she really feels like we should change the name.
Yeesh.
I told my sister-in-law that she's 4 months old and her name's on the birth certificate and it would cost to change it, so we're not gonna. She told me she tried so hard not to say anything.
Right.
I told my husband about it afterward. He felt the same way I did. He told me it seemed like a weak excuse to wait for almost 5 months to tell us when she had the chance long before this.
She was trying to just let it be. She was trying to get over it, and she couldn't.
Then she writes, I should also mention, I knew she had suffered a pregnancy loss, but it was implied she had a miscarriage far earlier and not a stillborn child. I never knew the name or sex, and I never, ever heard her use a name for her daughter.
Mm.
Am I the jerk for refusing to change my daughter's name?
Oh, man.
And here's, so this is, and this is even more wild because when she had the stillborn child, she was with somebody totally different. Now she's married to this girl's brother.
Fast forward 7 years.
It's like a whole nother life.
It's a whole nother life.
Yeah.
It is a whole nother life.
Now she's decided nobody can name their kid Alora because she had a stillborn child named Alora. This is so awkward, but this is so wild, right?
This one's making me uncomfortable. I'm not going to lie to you.
It is uncomfortable, but honestly, I don't think you have any right to ask someone 4 months in. You had many chances to bring it up. It's so awkward.
Well, and honestly, the 4 months doesn't even matter. She could have said it 4 days, 4 hours after, and I might have felt some type of way like, no, we also chose this name. It's one thing if they knew.
You can't come. Yeah, that's right. They didn't know. You can't come in and tell somebody what they are going to name their kid based on your personal experiences. Imagine if I went, a guy named, don't name your kid DZ, because I grew up with a guy named DZ. He was so mean and da 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 da, and he bullied, he did this and this. And you're like,
oh, you just know my childhood, huh?
<Shut up. laughs> I'm just trying to make up a less dramatic scenario. But I'm saying, like, you know, you can't base your kid's names on everybody, even though this is a sad situation.
And I get the parallels for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, she was really, really trying not to let it affect her. And the worst she could do is ask. You can't fault her for asking and saying,
I actually don't think she should have asked. I think she should have gone to a therapist. Yeah. I think she was out of line by asking them to change the name 4 months later. It was the name of her stillborn daughter 7 years ago when they didn't even know her.
It was brave to make that admission.
Uh-huh.
But I'm saying, like, it's such a unique name to me. Mm-hmm. I feel like they had to have heard her use that name at some point.
They said at the bottom,
some point.
We've never heard her use a name for the daughter. We thought it was a miscarriage far earlier, not a stillborn. They didn't even know that.
See, the name is just so unique. I'm like, how do you not?
I don't know.
The coincidence that all of a sudden you name your daughter Alora, and you didn't know that her 7 year plus deceased daughter was named Alora, you had to have heard the name somewhere and it's stuck in the back of your mental and maybe you don't remember it.
Maybe.
That's where I'm going with.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's an extreme theoretical, possible, maybe not, but I'm kind of leaning towards not the jerk.
Oh, really? You're saying she's not the jerk for not changing it.
I'm saying
she's a jerk.
I think she's
the jerk. Come on.
This is hard. This is tough.
Come on.
Having a lost child and then hearing that name and it be somebody in your family, that would hurt
Seven years later and you didn't tell anybody and you waited 4 more months. At this point, you have to go to therapy and deal with your stuff because you may hear that name again.
That I don't disagree with.
You know?
It takes a huge
person.
She's
blaming everybody else. She's got to deal with her trauma.
She was trying to deal with it on her own. Mm-hmm. That's part of the problem. And that's where it gets unfortunate that she was trying to just deal with it in silence.
Right.
Like far too many people do too often.
All right. 414-533-1037. Somebody said uncomfortable, sad, but no, not the jerk.
Mm.
Somebody else said the sister-in-law needs to keep doing what she was doing these whole 4 months. Get over it. Not the jerk.
Yikes. Oh, hey, yo, okay.
All right, we're going to take your calls and texts next.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, in the awkward of awkward ones, today's Am I the Jerk?
Might be the most awkward.
Yeah. So we had a woman write into the show, and she had a baby 4 months ago with her husband, named it Alora. And then her sister-in-law, who's married to her brother, came in and said, whoa, I had a stillborn baby named Alora 7 years ago with my ex-husband before I knew you.
Mm-hmm.
And wants her to change the name.
That's so tough, so weird.
She's not doing it, though. So is she the jerk for refusing to change the name? Let's get into it with the callers. How about we start with Megan? Megan in Muskego this morning. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
Good morning. Morning. Is she the jerk for refusing to change the daughter's name?
What'd you think?
No, she's not the jerk.
Okay. Do you have reasons, or are you just saying, nah?
Yeah, no. She's not the jerk because, I understand, it's a sad situation for, the sister-in-law, and it probably just reminds her of that moment, but they should find a way to, celebrate the name, maybe, and, remember the daughter. And it's difficult, and I agree with Allie when she's she probably should go to therapy to probably work through that.
You can't, it's 7 years later, by the way, and you are allowed to grieve forever, but you cannot impose it on everybody.
If
not everybody had that loss.
Yeah.
Come on.
I hate when people gatekeep names.
Gatekeeping?
That's
what's happening. Yeah. Yeah. Great way to put it.
It's with friends when they're like, I'm going to name my future kid this, so none of you can name it that. Yep. And it's you can't do that.
Yes. You remember when I named Hudson? Well, you don't remember.
I don't.
I said, but my friend Carrie went off about how that was her name if she had a boy. And I'm like, who cares?
But I have him now.
And you never had a boy.
My name. I get where you guys are coming from.
It's annoying with names.
It is annoying, but at the same time, do you really blame her for even trying, saying hey, listen, this is going to be really tough for me to deal with?
Yeah.
Is there any way you'd consider changing the name?
I'm a very empathetic person, so I get it. Mm-hmm. But I would never ask somebody that already has a named child that is born
4 months later. Yeah.
Yeah.
To change the name.
Okay.
Yeah, not fair. I'm with you.
Touche.
Not the jerk, Megan. Thanks for calling.
Kicks it off. Have a great day.
You.
Bye.
Let's go to Santino next. Our boy,
the homie.
He's back. Wait a minute. Santino.
Good morning. What up, though?
What's
the word, big dog?
Nothing like a little Tevin Campbell to start the day. If
we
in a minute. Welcome back.
Yeah, give me my 60 seconds.
I got you, big dog. Go ahead. Ready, set, go.
Is she the jerk? Go.
No, she's not the jerk. I need to understand, what's the age gap between these two sisters? If one has been married 7 years ago,
younger. The one who had the baby, it's her husband's sister.
Yeah. So she's sister-in-law.
She's
the one that lost the baby is the sister-in-law. No relation to one another.
And the sister-in-law, no blood relation. And
right.
The sister-in-law had the baby with a previous husband, the first husband, not the one she's with now.
Not her brother,
7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even her old sister. How would she even know 7 years ago? She probably didn't even know that man.
See?
Good point.
You're so right, Santino. And she says that at the end where she's like, I knew she had suffered a pregnancy loss. I never knew it was a stillborn child. I had thought it was a miscarriage far earlier in the pregnancy. She says, we never got into this stuff because it was before her time.
I don't know how much I believe that. Okay, just putting that out there. I feel like she might have heard some inkling and must have forgot part of the conversation or something.
When's the last time you asked someone about their stillborn child unprompted?
Exactly.
No, thank you. You do not, DZ. Admit it now.
Not fair.
No way.
So my thing is, I look at this as, you can take it twofold. You can look at it as her paying homage, or the husband paying homage to his sister's lost child. But why don't you embrace that it came full circle, that someone, they probably didn't even know the child's name, came back, and you should oh my gosh, this is happening. Let me be involved in this baby's life, I could have been with mine.
What Megan was saying was use it as an homage, pay honor. Now, the fact that the baby is named the same, it's like, wow, maybe you could think of it as your second chance baby. Don't steal the baby now, but treat that baby and love on that baby as if it was your Alora.
Yeah, honoring.
Oh, my heart.
And if that baby doesn't have, if they don't have a godparent, just say, hey, I think this was God sent that you named your baby Laura, so how can I be a part of this baby's life more than just an auntie?
She wants to ask to be the god. Oh, you now Santino saying ask to be the godparent?
Now we've gone too far.
Woo-hoo, Santino.
Hey. And after this argument, there she is not going to be
she
the godparent.
She definitely ain't giving no godmotherhood here.
Listen to this text.
Well, she better go talk to Dr. Phil or Oprah then. I don't know.
Hey, hey, Santino says not the jerk two for two.
Thanks,
man.
Santino. Love hearing from you.
Holla.
Peace, fam.
Bye. Somebody texted and I had a baby name for my baby that ended up in a miscarriage. I could never imagine asking someone to not name their kid that, especially 4 months later, exclamation point. Somebody else texted in and said, I would change it.
She would change
it. And finally, somebody said, what if it was an adult with the same name? Would she still ask for them to change their own name? This is absurd. The world does not revolve around her. Yikes. Oof. Let's go to the spiciest of the spicy. I love it when she comes on. Amelia's in Milwaukee. Amelia.
Wepa. Good morning.
Can you believe, I don't even know which way she's going on this. I'm like, Amelia, can you believe the audacity of this woman?
No, talk to her. What do you think? Are you sweeping it out? Are you saying not the jerk? Are you going the other way?
Mm-hmm.
She's not. The girl that had the baby is not the jerk. Yeah. Okay. Not the jerk.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
And then there's, yeah, I agree with Santino. I agree with the first caller. But it's like, you can't, this was from your previous marriage, you know?
Yeah.
That was we're talking about 7 years ago.
You're married to somebody else now. Yeah.
And not only that,
time to move on. Yeah.
And I'm sure this couple told her that, but you know, what was she going to name the baby? I'm sure she knew about that.
Mm.
You know? And how you, like anybody says, how you can turn around, like, oh, by the way, this bothered me. And it's like, okay, I can kind of understand you had a miscarriage, but like something would say, once you embrace it, like, you know what? Share your story a little bit. Mm-hmm. This is what happened, but you know what? I'm grateful, you know, however the case may be. But the way I'm taking it, maybe that's a future name she wanted for her kids. And she's mad somebody else has it. Honestly, Dizzy, tell me if you agree. In the Latin family, there's so many Marias, Jose's. We could be in the same family. Everybody still use that name.
My mom's a Maria. My grandma was a Maria. I think it was a family name after like the fifth Maria.
Right. And none of that, but it's on the birth certificate.
True,
she's not. There's so many Jose's, Juan, Marias, all these other names. It's Mariana, Juliana.
Yeah. Now you're just naming off my cousins, okay?
You both got cousins like that.
Every time I say a name, like remember when I met Angelo, you go, which Angelo?
Which one?
Which one of my Angelos did you meet, Alex?
Got a couple.
Yeah. You can't say which one. Maria Jose, Maria Fernanda, Maria, okay, that one.
And even that one doesn't describe it. Sometimes Maria Jose still loves me. Jose or Josefina, which one?
Yeah.
Oh, we off the rails. Emilia. So
yeah, but I don't think she's a jerk. I think it's, like I said, especially when somebody's pregnant, whatever, me, it's experience. If I had that experience of miscarriage, I would talk to her, like, don't just enjoy your pregnancy. This is my experience and stuff like that. You know, have a conversation. But when it comes to a name, like, come on now, I'm like, they already named it. It's in the first ticket, and not only that, as long as you want to pay for it, then go ahead. But other than that, I think that's kind of like,
she's doing too much.
Mm-hmm. Agree with you.
And, spicy.
And thank you for adding the little spice of all the funny names. I love that. You guys went down the list over and over and over. That's
we
great.
Appreciate you, fam. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Hey, take care. Bye.
Peace.
See you later. All right. So not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Clean sweep.
Clean sweep. She does not need to change the baby's name, according to our listeners, even if the sister-in-law had a kid named the same thing years ago.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.